So the first set of techniques that I want to teach is about effectively interrupting that chain of thoughts. We have this sequence of thoughts, and we may not be fully aware that it's happening. But if we're having this physiological reaction to it, if we were able to look into our mind, we'd notice the mind is imagining, inhabiting a painful, frightening reality. So the first thing we need to do is separate ourselves from this imagined reality and inhabit the present and find stillness, peace in the moment. The most common technique that we employ for this is called meditation on the breath or mindfulness of the breathing. And what we try to do is disentangle our mind from all of the business, all of the rushing thoughts, all of the imagining, and all of the ripple discussions that go on with it. You know, because our mind engages with an imagined fearful scenario, and then we start talking to ourselves about the experience we're having, about what that experience would be, and we want to just stop. So we want to bring ourselves back to the present. So what we do in the main meditation is we just feel the sensations of the breathing. We're taking the breath as our anchor to the present moment. We feel the breath as it enters. We feel the breath as it leaves. We hold our attention to this one point throughout the in-breath and the out-breath. And with each passing breath, we start to feel more relaxed because our focus is going here, not into that imagination. We're just bringing ourselves to the present. In this moment, right now, I'm just gently breathing. Everything is okay. Mentally, if we like, we can almost like using it like a mantra. Just let it go. Just sit, just breathe. And we will find mentally, physiologically, everything starts to settle. That turbine of agitated thoughts that's spinning and rushing in our mind slowly starts to decelerate, to cool off, to calm down. Any kind of physiological heart race, everything starts to calm down. Now, when we do this meditation, I would always recommend going a little slowly, not just sort of abruptly going to the breath, but just taking a little bit of time to center ourselves. So that we gather ourselves into the room. We center ourselves within the sensations of our body. It's all about being in the present. And then we fine-tune that focus to the breathing, ideally to a single point. Everything is about just gathering the mind. And what will happen the longer we can stay focused on a point or the sensations in general or in our body, what will happen is those busy thoughts start to subside. Now, because of the physiological effects of anxiety, which can be particularly associated with our breathing, often our breathing rhythms get disrupted when we're anxious and we're sort of gasping for breath and feeling tight-chested and actually technically hyperventilating, like doing lots of repeated shallow breathing. It is possible that initially we might have some struggles focusing on the breathing. Now, when we do focus on the breath, what does happen after a while is that our breathing slows down. Because we're getting calmer and calmer, and just naturally, without forcing it. Like this, in this meditation, we're not controlling the rhythm of our breathing. There are other meditation techniques or breathing techniques where we do. We very consciously breathe to a certain rhythm, to a certain depth. But in the context of this meditation that I'm explaining, mindfulness of the breath, we just sit and breathe naturally, focus on the sensations, let go of everything else. Let the mind return to stillness. Let the mind return to the present moment. Disentangle the mind from the thoughts and the imaginations it's been conjuring. Just back to now, back to the moment. But if we do find some difficulty with the breathing, whether it's that our breathing is quite disrupted and focusing on that heightens our sense of agitation, or if as we notice our breathing slowing, we start to think, oh, I'm not breathing. Please don't worry. What I would say is either go out a step or go in a step. So what I mean by go out a step is if we're finding that a discomfort focusing on the breathing, then step out. So focus again just on the physical sensations of the body in general. So again, it's the same thing. It's just not so finely focused. We're just observing, experiencing the sensations of the body. We're bringing ourselves into the moment, just sitting, feeling the sensations. And there will be a range of sensations. And whatever they are, we just accept them. Similarly with sounds. You know, when we sit down to meditate, we don't worry that there are noises. We just think it's fine. It's fine. It's fine that there's noises. I don't need it to be silent. I don't need to be perfectly comfortable. We're now just going to sit and experience the sensations. Let ourselves feel them. Relax into them. Everything that we're doing about becoming aware of the moment is taking us away from that imagination. So that's one option. One option is we go out, and so we're taking our attention away from being so focused on the breathing to just in general the sensations of the body. Or we might want to go another step in. So there is a very beautiful meditation with a lot of different names, all describing an absorption into the mind. So inside of ourself, there is a beautiful place of stillness. When we fully let go of engaging with the external world and all of the sounds in it and all of the mental imaginations, and we let ourselves go deep inside, almost like we find a retreat cave of perfect stillness inside of ourselves. We just, for a moment, for a period of meditation, to stop the momentum of those agitating thoughts, those anxious, painful imaginations, we disconnect. We retreat within to the place of stillness inside of ourselves. Sometimes the way this technique is described is as turning into a block of wood or a piece of stone, where we imagine that we just completely stop.